Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, it's been actually really good. I'm 81 years old. I'm a retired nurse, and I have found, I've taken it for about 5 years, I do feel better. At first, you know, there wasn't a drastic change, but I found it really has made, you know, a difference in my lifestyle. It does improve our quality of life.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
This summer, your local movie theater will become a tent revival for proclaiming Jesus, and you're invited to be a part of this unique evangelistic campaign. Join with believers nationwide for the Million Souls Campaign to bring unsaved family and friends to watch the powerful new movie, The Firing Squad, starring Kevin Sorbo and Cuba Gooding Jr. The Firing Squad tells the incredible true story about prisoners who find faith in the face of execution and transform their prison in the process. As the movie ends, co-star Kevin Sorbo comes on the screen to lead the entire theater in a prayer to commit one's life to Jesus Christ, providing an on-site opportunity to introduce family and friends to the message of Jesus. Go to firingsquadfilm.com and learn how you can receive free tickets and more to The Firing Squad and participate in this unique theater event. Bring your friends and your family and bring your faith. That's firingsquadfilm.com to learn more.
Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Balance of Nature supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
The fiber and spice is a very effective product. There's no question. A product that is very reliable. It's a very good product.
I swear by these. Probably the best products that I've ever used. I think they're just simply good for your body.
When I used to work, I used to do my art over the weekend all the time. And now I do yard work. I have been doing yard work. I can sweep my floor and make my place look nice. And I take a Balance of Nature and, yeah, it feels really good.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. Well, we have to understand the events of our days around us according to the grid of truth. So that's the goal of this broadcast, and that's what we will attempt to do this hour. I'm Kevin McCullough. Glad you're here.
Binge thinking. Kevin McCullough. something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Yeah, he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough back with you from Times Square. Now, just let me get this right. The president goes on television last night and claims that inflation was at 9% when he took office. This is what he said last night, that it is at 9% when he took office. That what did the actual record show? 1.5% the month that he took office. The month before that, even lower. Here to discuss this and a variety of other things is Patrice Onwuka from the Independent Women's Forum. And Patrice, love the fact that there are so many smart, really highly qualified women that you guys are advancing and putting into the discussion and so forth. Thank you for taking time out to be with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much.
One of the things I have committed myself to here at this microphone is that talk radio is such a male dominant area that I'm going to have women's voices at least 50% of the time on this show as much as I can. So thank you again. When that came across the president's lips last night, and I would like to add that Patrice is also African American, and I only point that out for this. I don't play identity politics, but the fact that this president continues to believe himself some sort of hero to the black community, and that if they don't vote for him, they're not black, and all the stuff that we've seen kind of parodied about this administration, this statement last night had to have been very difficult for people in America's cities to tolerate, because they know the difference in what the price of eggs was when he came into office and the $8 plus they're paying for them now.
Absolutely. Listen, prices on generally are over 20-30% higher than they were when he took office. President Biden is, I don't even think he's just making a mistake. He is trying to erase the record and convince us that what we saw before he took office versus what we saw his first year into office was entirely something else. It was somebody else's fault, not his own. And so this week, his vice president, Kamala Harris, she's touting the economic record for blacks. While the Bidenomics is supposed to be helping black entrepreneurs, but black entrepreneurs, black families know very well that it is more costly to be in business. The regulatory onslaught that we've seen, is especially since the beginning of this year, has just increased costs for businesses and made them harder to start and to grow. And families are still crushed under inflation. So he doesn't have good policy solutions. All his policy solutions are really making things worse for families.
It's so interesting to put everything into context, because honestly, Patrice, in 2020, I thought that the American people would realize that Biden was a gas bag, spouting things that were not true and regularly caught in those untruths, and that they would sense that what Donald Trump had done for them prior to the COVID breakout would be something that would be continued in a second term. I really thought that that's where the country was going to go. And the fact that 11 million more people voted for Trump in 2020 than did in 2016, I think kind of betrays my logic wasn't completely in error on that. So naturally, when I see the polls now and I see that Rasmussen has President Trump up 12 across the nation, and I remember that they had him up maybe 2 or 3 points in some places at this time in 2020, I get a little bit anxiety ridden, because I don't want the same mistake to be made again. I don't want us to turn away from what is obviously a better set of policies than we did before. Let me ask you your perspective, living in the Beltway and as an African-American woman and as somebody who is observing what the polls seem to be indicating, and that is even amongst African Americans, that Trump may be polling as high as 25-28% in some places. Do you sense that there's a chance that that Biden and Harris and their "let's abort all of our babies" tour and everything else that they're doing to, you know, push the women's rights, do you think that they have a shot at reclaiming what they did in 2020? Or do you really sense that the shift that's moving under the feet of those that are watching right now is real and people are coming back to common sense?
I think it's the shift is real. I've been writing about the change in the movement of Black voters over the past 6-7 years now. And it's been remarkable to see young Blacks are increasingly shifting away from the Democratic Party to an independent status, in part because some of them are pretty radical, and in part because some of them have seen just the impact of the deterioration of the Black family and the policies that don't support Black men being in households.
Yeah.
They also, so a lot of young Black men look at Donald Trump and they say they see in themselves someone who they want to be from an entrepreneurial standpoint, from a no-nonsense standpoint, from a standpoint of, you know, this is somebody who's been successful in life and he has demonstrated that he can be successful for our nation. And let's not also forget the impact of illegal immigration. Now, for folks who don't know, my name is Onwuka, my last name. That's my married name. My husband is Nigerian, but I'm also a naturalized citizen. I'm an immigrant, but we both came here legally, spent a lot of money and time to go through the process. And so when we see what's happening at the southern border, whether you're a naturalized Black American, Black citizen like we are, or you're a Black American whose roots are in this country, you recognize that illegal immigration, not legal, illegal immigration undercuts wages for Blacks. It takes away resources from Black communities. And a lot of these illegal immigrants who are already breaking the laws in other ways are targeting Black communities.
Right.
And so all of these factors weigh against President Biden in the mind of Black voters and for President Trump, who has said, you know what, we need to have close the southern border. We need to have a wall. We need to know who's coming into our country. And we need to determine what level of immigration makes sense from an economic standpoint. No immigration. We believe in legal immigration.
Right.
But what's happening right now is wrong. And so for all of those reasons, that is why I think President Trump is pulling so much Black support, more Black support than he did in the past. And let's not forget, this election is probably going to be won by a small margin in a few states. If blacks shift their support to President Trump by just a few points in those key states, it doesn't have to be a massive swing, just a few points in Michigan, a few points in Wisconsin, a few points in Pennsylvania, that could be enough to make the difference in 2024.
Well, and it's so true, because the President Trump got 12% of the Black vote in 2020, mm-hmm. and that was the most of any modern era Republican, I think, since Nixon. So you're talking about, if he holds 25-28%, that's doubling the output that he got in that last race. And I think that's just the kiss of death for the Democratic Party. But I'm grateful for the explanation, because I have a lot of African-American listeners. Patrice Onwuka, thank you for your time today. Please come back. Kevin McCullough, so honored to have you. And we will continue this dialogue as we are now interfacing with the Independent Women's Forum on a weekly basis, kind of more broadly. We had Kelsey on every week for a long time, but I'm enjoying getting to know a lot more of you, because I think there's so much to this conversation and we have to keep having it. Anyway, Patrice Onwuka, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back from Times Square. Don't touch that dial.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, it's been actually really good. I'm 81 years old. I'm a retired nurse, and I have found, I've taken it for about 5 years, I do feel better. At first, you know, there wasn't a drastic change, but I found it really has made, you know, a difference in my lifestyle. It does improve our quality of life.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
This summer, your local movie theater will become a tent revival for proclaiming Jesus. And you're invited to be a part of this unique evangelistic campaign. Join with believers nationwide for the Million Souls Campaign to bring unsaved family and friends to watch the powerful new movie, The Firing Squad, starring Kevin Sorbo and Cuba Gooding Jr. The Firing Squad tells the incredible true story about prisoners who find faith in the face of execution and transform their prison in the process. As the movie ends, co-star Kevin Sorbo comes on the screen to lead the entire theater in a prayer to commit one's life to Jesus Christ, providing an on-site opportunity to introduce family and friends to the message of Jesus. Go to firingsquadfilm.com and learn how you can receive free tickets and more to The Firing Squad and participate in this unique theater event. Bring your friends and your family and bring your faith. That's firingsquadfilm.com to learn more.
Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers. And get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Balance of Nature supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
The fiber and spice is a very effective product. There's no question. A product that is very reliable. It's a very good product.
I swear by these. Probably the best products that I've ever used. I think they're just simply good for your body.
When I used to work, I used to do my art over the weekend all the time. And now I do yard work. I have been doing yard work. I can sweep my floor and make my place look nice. And I take Balance of Nature and, yeah, that feels really good.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back to Times Square, home of That Kevin Show. We are thrilled to have you with us, and I am thrilled to introduce my next guest. He was nominated by Donald Trump to serve as the 10th Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and he has a long and distinguished record of service to his country. We are very honored to have him. Please welcome Robert Wilkie.
Kevin,
hello, Robert.
Hello, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. Love having great patriots on the show. We talk about issues that regard America at the first of the week because we believe that America should come first. But I'm always glad to talk to the America First Policy Institute folks because you guys have been fighting this fight consistently ever since election night when President Trump learned that he would not be going back for a second term. And I want to ask you about a variety of things in our short time together. But let me start with your previous area of expertise as the 10th Secretary of the VA. Under President Biden, almost every area of public life for the country is worse off. Economy, national defense, school, education, you just name it. Everything's gotten bad. I know that that has a trickle effect to our veteran community, and I'm curious. We don't hear a lot about this being discussed nearly enough, I don't think, on mainstream
outlets. What is the condition of Veterans Affairs right now from where you sit and from what your sources tell you has happened since you've left?
So let me give you the rundown on the observation you just made about it not being discussed. When President Trump was in office, the Washington Post was running veteran stories every week. Homelessness, suicide, it's all Trump's fault. They did more stories in 1 month for us than they have in almost 4 years of Joe Biden. So suddenly veterans are not important to the agenda. But this secretary started off on day one saying that his priorities were diversity, equity, inclusion, which is fascinating given a department that is 48% African-American.
Right.
Union rights, because we had really stuck it to the unions because they weren't serving the veterans. Transgender, and then remote work. There was one word missing from all of his priorities, and that word was veterans. One thing President Trump authorized me to do and gave me the force to do it was to remove those people who had given us scandals like Phoenix, where veterans were dying on waiting lists, dying in the hallways. We dismissed over 8,000 people, 2,000 for grievous misconduct. This administration, falling right in line with really one of the most militant unions on the planet, the Government Workers Union, brought them all back. Brought them back with back pay. And under Trump, because of what we were doing to clean up VA, confidence in the institution soared. We inherited an institution with a 37% approval rating. That's according to CNN. And when President Trump left office, it was at 91%. The other thing that we did was the free market is vital to healthcare. And what do I mean by that? Putting someone for the rest of his life in a government-run system when there are alternatives available to him and to his family closer to home is just lunacy. So we gave veterans full choice. And in the first 6 months of the program, almost half of the veterans on the VA rolls, and that's a little over 9 million, went into the private sector to get care closer to home and get care that meets the needs of their families, their caregivers. This administration has killed it. They're forcing everybody back into that Bernie Sanders funnel of if it's not government run, it's not good. So this administration has stopped taking polls as to how they're doing. They've stopped polling veterans. They've stopped asking veterans for critiques as to how they're doing. And I'll say this. I just saw a picture of the VA headquarters taken on Thursday at 2 o'clock in the morning. There's nobody there. They had a deputy secretary who is no longer with them. He resigned last year, who came to Washington, D.C., I think one day a month, lived in Denver. But that tells you what this administration thinks of veterans and by extension, what they've been doing to the military.
Well, and that's my next question. So if this is how they're treating the people that have, you know, finished their service, and you're a military man, what is the current condition of how they're treating the active duty forces? And I say that with a little bit of snark because I have a brother-in-law who's forward active duty Navy right now. He's actually on deployment. I know a lot that I'm not allowed to talk about, but from someone who's an expert, who has an expert perspective, what's the real story there? How are military families doing under this administration?
Well, they're being given short shrift. We are on a trajectory to have, if Mr. Biden does come back in November, to have the smallest defense budget, I think, since the administration of William Howard Taft, which means 2% or less of our GDP on defense. The quality of life for our servicemen has been going down.
And I want to pause there, yeah. Colonel, because the problem here is that we have the smallest budget. We give them the shortest shrift since historically, as you just mentioned, and we have many hotspots that have been generated to, if anything, rely upon and call upon our military in ways that we didn't need to when we didn't have the short shrift, because there was largely peace on planet Earth under Donald Trump. Now you've got lots of little firecrackers going off. And as a result, we've got some real concerns.
Yeah. Well, power creates deterrence. And Joe Biden never understood that lesson. I mean, this is a guy who even opposed the hit on Osama bin Laden, saying it would inflame the Arab streets, not understanding that all of our Arab allies couldn't wait to see the end of bin Laden because he was a threat to them just as much as he was a threat to us. This right. is a guy who opposed Ronald Reagan's buildup of the military. In fact, my favorite Joe Biden story has to do with my childhood. Gerald Ford had just come into office, and all of a sudden, the North Vietnamese start moving in massive numbers down into the South, breaking the Paris Peace Accords that had been forged by Richard Nixon. They were out in the open. It wasn't a guerrilla army. It was a conventional Soviet attack. Gerald Ford said, "They're breaking the treaty. I will unleash the United States Air Force on them, and that will be the end of it." But because of the Watergate restrictions put on the president by the Congress, one U.S. senator could object to a request for force. And that was the young Joseph Robinette Biden.
Oh, man.
This is the same guy who, when he was told to look at the map in Afghanistan as the Taliban slowly came out of their mountain holds and were out in the open, and even General Milley was telling him, "We got him. They are right." He said, "Absolutely not." And of course, we know that the story ended tragically, not only for the Afghans, but also for those young Americans who were sacrificed by the political ineptitude, incompetence of this administration.
We're speaking with former Secretary Robert Wilkie. Coming right back on That Kevin Show from New York. Stay here.
I was a child when I was abducted by the Arabs. My parents used to own livestock, and my mother would do all the cooking for us. I don't remember the year that I was captured. There had never been any problems in our village. Then one day, all of a sudden, we heard that there were Arabs attacking Dinka villages throughout the south. We were so worried, we could not even sleep at night. It was a big concern to my mother and my father. We were told that these Arabs were heavily armed and would kill all the animals and people when they would attack. We were very scared. Then one morning, they attacked our village. We scattered in different directions and I ran, but I was captured. My entire village was burned down, and I've never seen a member of my family since. Then I was taken north into slavery. My eyes saw horrific things on that trip to the north. Women were raped right in front of us. Men were beaten, and four men were killed because they tried to fight back. They were shot dead before our eyes. Once at the slave master's house, I was pretty much starved and worked brutal hours every single day doing difficult and very, very hard work. There was no relief, and then they raped me. My slave master did not think of me as a human. He would not even let me go to the hospital when I fell sick. And one day, I heard that there was a slave retriever from CSI close by. How I wanted to be free. That retriever secured my freedom. And thank God, I was able to return to South Sudan. Thank you to each of you who helped the slaves be free. But please don't stop until we get them all.
And may I just add that we are so thankful that you have been part of the team that has helped us liberate more than 45 slaves this year already. Of the 192 that are on the list, 45 of them have been liberated, and we have more that we are about to embark upon to do. You may know the violence in Sudan is very dangerous right now, and yet our slave liberators are more committed than ever to getting them out, to get them to safety and to get them to be reunited with their family. If you'd like to help us, here's the number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or go to bringherhome.org for all the details. Bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. Help us put an end to slavery in this lifetime. 888-342-1010.
This summer, your local movie theater will become a tent revival for proclaiming Jesus. And you're invited to be a part of this unique evangelistic campaign. Join with believers nationwide for the Million Souls Campaign to bring unsaved family and friends to watch the powerful new movie, The Firing Squad, starring Kevin Sorbo and Cuba Gooding Jr. The Firing Squad tells the incredible true story about prisoners who find faith in the face of execution and transform their prison in the process. As the movie ends, co-star Kevin Sorbo comes on the screen to lead the entire theater in a prayer to commit one's life to Jesus Christ, providing an on-site opportunity to introduce family and friends to the message of Jesus. Go to firingsquadfilm.com and learn how you can receive free tickets and more to The Firing Squad and participate in this unique theater event. Bring your friends and your family and bring your faith. That's firingsquadfilm.com to learn more.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And we're back. It's Times Square. It's That Kevin Show. It's what a wonderful time to be with you. And don't forget tonight, the we're giving that Kevin Show coffee mug. If you have not yet registered, please send that email to thatkevinshow@gmail.com. Coming up tonight, we're drawing a brand new name, and your chance to win could be you. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. My guest is former Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie, who is a lawyer. He's a longtime military, U.S. Colonel in the U.S. Air Force. He's got his jurisprudence doctorate from Loyola University, and he just knows all angles of what we've been talking about. And during the break, Robert, you were telling me that you had another example of how corrupt and how awful the unions had abused their power in the Veterans Affairs business, and they're back at it. Relay that story to my listeners.
Right. So the Government Workers Union was given free rein throughout the VA, in our hospitals, in our clinics. They were given free space to operate from. Union employees were actually veterans employees who were doing nothing but union work on government time. And we stopped that. And one of the great examples that I used in testimony in front of the Congress was that we had a union leader in Salem, Virginia, whose office was 7,500 square feet. And we kicked that individual out and turned that into a smoking cessation and mental health clinic. But that's the kind of abuses that were going on that President Trump rightly saw as needing to be remedied in order to provide veterans with care. And I would also say that under President Trump, VA experienced a record number of veterans actually using VA services at the same time that we were setting.
Well, because you were able to.
Yes.
If you clean up a dirty engine for a car and you fine tune it and you get rid of all the junk that's clogged, the cylinders and everything, it can actually run again.
That's right.
And that's kind of what happened with VA. You got the crud out of the mix. And once you did, it's able to fire on all cylinders. And when you said 91% approval of veterans, I've not heard that number anywhere.
Well, the president was talking about it at his last rally in Wisconsin.
And yeah,
I think that's one of the things he's most proud of.
I think it's just astounding. And what does Biden do? He goes right back to the trough of dysfunction and brings all those people back. I mean, if veterans watching or listening tonight see us talking about this and that doesn't stir something in them to get out and be motivated to express your vote this November, I don't know what will.
Yeah,
because
I don't know.
Veterans Affairs had become, And if you remember back to the Romney-McCain contest for their primary, the VA had become a punching bag. It was people made jokes about it. And you can't do that. These are the people that have given everything for us, and they're the ones that came out of the process in the worst shape. And we need to be there for them.
Right. And that's certainly what President Trump set about doing from day one. Of course, you would never read that in the New York Times or the Washington Post. And as I was mentioning in the previous segment, the Washington Post did more stories on us in 1 month than they've done in almost.
But they were all hit pieces.
Yeah, they were all hit pieces, which is, you know, par for the course. I was taught early on that today's Washington Post lines tomorrow's bird cages, and I stick by that.
There's not a dishonest element of that statement. And let me ask you, from just your observation and kind of your totality of experience, what can President Trump do on day one should he be elected, you know, come January 21st of 2025? What's his first priority when it comes to military and veterans issues?
Well, it's going to be a return to the Trump world. Those priorities that I talked about that this current secretary came into office at VA proposing will be gone. Choice will be back. The unions will have to pay their freight and not be allowed to proselytize on government time, on government payroll, and that we would open up choice again. For the military, it's going to be several prongs. I think you will see on day one President Trump issuing a government-wide directive that will apply to the military to get rid of things like DEI, get rid of the indoctrination of our troops and things like climate change.
What does any of that have to do with breaking things and killing people and winning wars? That's part I've never understood.
Absolutely. What this administration has done is turn the Pentagon into a jobs program. They have just destroyed physical fitness standards for most of the services. I'll give you an example. The current Secretary of the Army, now 79% of the soldiers in the United States Army come from Army families.
Secretary Wilkie, can you stay with me for one more segment?
Sure.
We've obviously got more to discuss. It's Kevin McCullough, Times Square. Stay here.
This summer, your local movie theater transforms into a tent revival for sharing Jesus. Join believers nationwide for the Million Souls campaign, inviting unsaved loved ones to experience The Firing Squad, a new evangelistic movie starring Kevin Sorbo and Cuba Gooding Jr. Witness the true story that made worldwide headlines. American prisoners discovering faith in Christ while awaiting execution for their crimes in a third world country, transforming their lives and the entire prison in the process. After the movie and before the credits roll, Kevin Sorbo will come on the screen to lead the entire theater in a prayer to commit one's life to Jesus Christ. Visit FiringSquadFilm.com and learn how to get free tickets and more for your unsaved loved ones and become part of this unique event. Bring friends, family, and your faith. Learn more at FiringSquadFilm.com. That's FiringSquadFilm.com.
Of Nature supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
The fiber and spice, it is a very effective product. There's no question. A product that is very reliable. It's a very good product.
I swear by these. Probably the best products that I have ever used. I think they're just simply good for your body.
When I used to work, I used to do my art over the weekend all the time. And now I do yard work. I have been doing yard work. I can sweep my floor and make my place look nice. And I take a balance of nature and, yeah, it feels really good.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order plus $10 off any additional sets. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow.
My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it up, oh, oh, always on my own, oh, oh, I'm still New York.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And welcome back. From Times Square, it's Kevin McCullough, always looking forward to a time where we can set the newspaper down, kind of let the news headlines subside just for a few minutes, and concentrate on becoming better parents. This was a concept that I wanted to put on the show years ago. I just didn't have a good expert that I could really trust. And then I met Shelley Goldberg, and the whole world changed, Shelley. I was looking yesterday. I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 episodes, something like that. It's been just an amazing number of conversations that we've had, but thank you for all of that that knowledge that you're giving us, and you've got more for us today. What are we talking about?
Yes, Kevin, and thank you for that. Wow, that's some number, over 2,000. Wow, we're going to keep doing this because any help that we can give your listeners to navigate parenting is a wonderful.
Yeah, until parents get it all perfect, they're going to need it.
I like that. All right. Well, certainly parenting is an overwhelming experience. And where do we go to find the answers, right? We ask our friends. We often do what our parents did. That's usually the default. You know, that's what we do. We listen to people like me. We read. So I wanted to add to your program something called the Parenting Express Library.
Oh, nice.
Where what I'll do from time to time is just summarize to save your listeners the time and the money and the energy. Just basically give them the bullet points of books that are trending or very popular books, parenting books, which is often, I think, one of the top Googled subjects, you know, sure. How to better parent.
Yeah.
So we're going to start today with something called the 10 Basic Principles of Good Parenting.
Nice.
By a Dr. Lawrence Steinberg. And the book is based on a lot of top social science research, numerous studies, 75 years of studies, as a matter of fact. And what the goal is here, basically, is we want to help our kids develop into happy, kind, intellectually curious, confident, mature adults who can navigate the ups and downs of life. So according to Dr. Steinberg, and the 10 basic principles of good parenting, where do you start? Number one, Kevin, what you do matters. The kids are watching. Your kids are watching you always. So think about, like, what am I trying to accomplish? And try to not just respond and react viscerally, but really think it through. Two, you can't be too loving. You can never spoil your child with too much loving. What you can do is give your kids things instead of love. Material possessions, even leniency is giving them something instead of love. You're taking the easy way out. You're making it easy because you really don't want to set rules, which takes energy and time. So again, you can't be too loving. Three, be involved in your child's life. So that means you have to rearrange your priorities, mom and dad, and you also have to be there mentally as well as physically. Put the phone down. Also, according to Dr. Steinberg, what the research shows is four, adapt your parenting style to fit your child. Mm. Well, I don't know if it's that. Adapt your parenting is better to fit your child. So what does that mean? Each child is different and you're going to parent differently because they have different personality traits and interests. But he's talking about developmentally, meaning the way you respond to a three-year-old or a two-year-old saying no all the time is very different than a defiant 13-year-old who says no all the time. A 13-year-old might be having trouble in school. They might be depressed. maybe a learning disability, something that requires additional intervention. So know the age, the developmental age, because the behavior signals and means different things at different ages. 5, establish and set the rules. If you don't manage your child's behavior when they're young, they're going to have a lot of trouble managing themselves as adults. And according to Dr. Steinberg, a parent, if you're setting the rules, Kevin, you should always be able to answer these 3 questions. Where is my child? Who is my child with? And what is my child doing? Can you do that, Kevin? I'm just curious. Can you do that with your kids?
My middle child and I had a little discussion about why I didn't know where he was the other day, and that did not end well for him. So it was, yes, these are very important questions for me. I'm very much in the where, who, and what are you doing?
Okay, great. Okay, let me go on. I'll finish the 10 so that your listeners have all of this. So 6 on his list of 10. 6 would be foster your child's independence. Now, this is interesting. The push for independence is a very natural instinct in human beings. We want to control our own behavior, not have somebody control us. But to do it effectively, you really need to first, as a parent, set the limits. Because when your child has the limits, that gives them self-control. And when you have self-control, then you're ready to take on the growing independence. So they work together.
Yes.
Having the rules and then pushing your child to be independent. 7, be consistent. The rules that vary day to day and that are unpredictable are a nightmare for children, because then your kids see it as a power struggle. They don't see Kevin as being wise. If you're all over the place, it feels more like power struggles. So identify your non-negotiables and stick with them. 8, avoid harsh discipline. According to Dr. Steinberg, you should never be hitting your child under any circumstances, because according to a lot of the research, kids who are spanked and slapped are much more likely to become bullies and to use aggression to solve disputes as they get older. 9, explain your rules and decisions. Usually what parents do is they over-explain to the 3-year-old. Mommy is doing this, daddy is doing this, and they explain less to the 13-year-old. They will say to the 13-year-old, I'm the parent, these are the rules, this is what you're going to do. It really should be in reverse. You should be spending more time explaining to the 13-year-old your wisdom, why this is the way it is in your household. 10, treat your child with respect. The best way to get them to respect you is to treat them with respect. And that means listening to their opinions, paying attention to them when they're speaking, the way you would pay attention to someone if you were at a cocktail party. Kevin, your thoughts. And by the way, you can find more details about the 10 principles by going to WebMD or just Googling the name, the 10 basic principles of good parenting. So this is the beginning of us doing the Parenting Express Library, hopefully to save your listeners time, money, and energy.
Shelley Goldberg, always thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Stay here.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And welcome back. Final few minutes of Wellness Wednesday. Kevin McCullough, very, very glad to have you with us. There's a couple more elements to the campus agitators story that I want to return to. And I know that this is not strictly a wellness topic, but I hope that Dr. Neschwat's breakdown of prostate cancer was instructive tonight because I learned some stuff. And I've already made an appointment to go get my thing checked because I've never done it. I've never had a prostate exam, and I'm over 50, and I'm taking her advice to heart. So I'm gonna go do that for myself. I hope that's helpful for you as well. But back to the top story, these campus agitators are violent, despicable people. And you know that they're despicable because of who they're supporting, and you know that they're violent because you have eyes that work. But when you consider that they are supporting the side in this debate that chopped off babies' heads, poured boiling oil over infants, ritualistically raped women, mothers and daughters. When you understand that these agitators on these campuses are supporting those people, there should be no question about this. And AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, last night issuing a tweet saying, oh, I hope that the NYPD doesn't hurt any of these young people. Well, by the way, I don't think any young people got hurt. They got them all out of the building. But again, why is she taking the side of the rapists and the terrorists and the people that poured boiling oil over babies and beheaded babies? What kind of sick, messed up person supports that? What kind of sick, messed up person in Congress supports that? These people need to be shamed for what they're protesting about. We should call out, because shame actually plays a healthy role in a healthy society. You want to talk about wellness? Shaming the protesters. The protesters should be ashamed of what they are standing up for. because it is immoral. And I don't really understand a lot about why the progressive Democrats are going this way. But this is who they are. They are showing you what the new face of the Democratic Party, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they're showing you who she is, what she believes. And she believes that Jewish babies should have their heads chopped off and be boiled in oil, and women should be raped. It turns my stomach to see Americans, or people supposing to be Americans, on these college campuses protesting Israel and supporting Hamas. It's just unfathomable, and it's unforgivable. They should be ashamed, and we should be shaming them as a culture and as a society. There's no room. There's no room for this garbage. No. That's it for Wellness Wednesday. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here.